Joining me in studio today is Gerard Buckley. Delighted to have you. Mortgage broker, team leader with 35 years of experience in the financial industry. He's been helping individuals, companies strategically plan for accelerated growth. He's part of Buckley Mortgage Broker. And he's also an arts patron here in Collingwood. And I wanted to, Gerard, welcome you to our show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
And talk a little bit about the Music Program Leadership Awards that you set up at Cadet Camp in Blackdown, just an hour south of here.
So I have a history of working with youth through the Cadet Program, as well as others. But in particular, Blackdown is the Cadet Training Center for Ontario, but it's also the largest training camp in Canada for the Cadet Program. They have two active bands. In fact, they actually have four, but they have a senior and junior of both drum and instruments. And then in addition, there's also a pipe band. So they'll have somewhere about 150 to 170 young people involved in the music program for the summer. And we've set up some awards to give to those people that excel in the program, but also a way to think of how they've achieved joining their 6-week summer band course.
And 170 youth, do they come from all over the area?
All over Ontario.
All over Ontario.
And
fantastic.
It's all the different cadet groups, the Army cadets, Air cadets, as well as Sea cadets. But this is just one of many training programs at Blackdown Summer Camp, which will bring in about 3,000 people over the summer. But wow. Of course, the last time we were actually in person was the summer of 2019. So 2022 has us returning to in-person training.
But interesting. So they've been on a break this whole time or continuing virtually in some way, like so many
continue
other?
Continue virtually.
Right.
There has been, just like, you know, you've seen online, we've had bands play with, you know, 20 and 30 pieces from various locations on their own internet. So it has been interesting to do.
Very exciting news. Now let's go into your field of expertise here. Up here in South Georgian Bay, one of the main coffee conversations we've been having with my colleagues, with people, you know, you meet people on the street, bump shoulders, possibly a favorite conversation among Canadians. Are we in a bubble? These are uncertain times. We have exploding real estate prices up here in Collingwood and the entire South Georgian Bay, of course, close to a beautiful backdrop, majestic mountains. The, you know, the Georgian Bay itself is a draw. Where are we going?
So fundamentally, the growth in prices and the growth of people in the Collingwood area is multiple fold. We are getting migration into the area. That's number one. Number two, we're also seeing this whole phenomena of work from home. The fact that you can now work in Collingwood for a job in Vancouver. The other thing is the supply of homes keeping pace with the demand? And there is a school of thought that no, it's is not. So therefore, municipalities, government, etc., needs to be increasing the amount of homes that are available for people to purchase.
Now, three strong factors you've mentioned. What about interest rates? How long do you think it will take for interest rates to go back to 2.5%?
You know, we've seen the first rate increase. We went from 0.2 to 0.5%. We've got five more rate announcements in 2022. I don't anticipate that there would be an increase in each of those. As people see, you know, fixed rates start to move up long before the Bank of Canada made announcements. So does the Bank of Canada, which is the central bank that basically makes decisions on what interest rates are. The market is starting to be telegraphed about what is going to happen. And during that period, fixed rates, i.e. five-year interest rate, starts to rise as measured by a rise in interest rates in the bond market.
Very insightful. Now, final question. What about employment rates? How close is Canada to that full employment?
In Canada, the February numbers has our unemployment rate at 5.5%. That is pre-pandemic levels. That is prior to February 2020. That is without the summer growth that we're going to see in services business. Restaurants, parks, the entertainers getting back in.
We've got that one covered.
instead. I would suggest that we are going to get an unemployment number below 5%. And I believe, and based on what I'm seeing, because talk to a restaurant owner, talk to a hotel, they can't find enough people. So therefore, on one side, the new Canadians or a higher immigration number is going to help contribute to that. So that is going to continue.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Gerard, for taking your time to give us that very useful information on a little bit of the background of what's happening with the Canadian housing market and all the numbers. Gerard Buckley, mortgage broker and team leader at Buckley Mortgage Broker. For more information about Gerard and any mortgage questions you may have, visit buckleymortgagebroker.ca. That website is buckleymortgagebroker.ca. And good luck with the cadets this year.
Thank you very much.
That full concert coming back this summer. How exciting.
Absolutely. Look forward to that. And I also look forward to, in our community, living in our community. You know, there's lots of music events planned. We've had a number of music festivals that are in Collingwood, and I look forward to, and in fact, your own, the Collingwood Summer Music Festival. But there's others, Live Lunch, the jazz over in the park. I expect a lot of this to be returning this year.
That's right.
And we look forward to a very exciting 2022.
It sure is. Sure is. Good to be back. Thank you, Gerard. You have a terrific day.
Thanks.